are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Every day, every night,
every night, every day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you once again on a Tuesday to hear what, to give you what thus saith the Lord on today. As I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. Glory be to God. The word of God says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you are breathing this morning, and if you have your beings, you owe God a praise. Just begin to lift him up. Just begin to give him glory. Say, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on another day's journey. Amen. It is just good to be in the land of the living. Amen. It's good to be above ground rather than below. So we greet you today. Good morning to you, you and you, those that are listening by way of radio, whether you're in your office, your car, or your homes. I say praise the Lord to you. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join me here today with another episode here with Elder Lewis Gray. Amen. I am an elder at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Amen. A powerful woman of God. And I thank God for her, my mother, my spiritual mom. And I thank God for her. We thank God for you, you and you joining us again on today. It is not by accident, but by divine appointment. Glory be to God. And so we welcome you out to each and all of our services on at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in Cocoa, Florida, at 16 South Wilson Avenue. Our services are as follows. Come out on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. begins our Sunday school service. Our Sunday morning worship begins around 11:40, 45-ish in that area. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 6 p.m. and our Thursday night youth services begin at 6 p.m. as well. Pick a service, pick a time, come out. Amen. And lift up the name of Jesus with us, because we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Praise the Lord to you today, sir. He is my spiritual father. Amen. I love him. Amen. We call him Prez. Hallelujah. Amen. I call him Pops as well. Amen. He's a wonderful person, and I thank God for him and my pastor. Sending a shout out to my wife, Minister Frida Gray, hallelujah, who is on the job right now, again for the second week in a row. Amen. I did bring her phone with me. It's an old phone, and I can't, for some reason, understand why I can't get it to go live on Facebook. Amen. On my phone, and I hope to have it here. Hopefully within the next week or so, amen, repaired. Well, they're going to be supposed to be sending me a new one. Glory be to God. So hopefully on my phone, I have the live option. On this one, I don't see it. So for the second week in a row, I'm not able to broadcast on Facebook. Glory be to God. So, amen, let them know. Hopefully I'll be back on next week or here, hopefully shortly. Let's just put it that way, because we never know what's going or what could go wrong. Hallelujah. So it's my desire to be back on by next week. But if I don't, amen, I pray that I'll get back on Facebook shortly. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. I know that time just escapes us. Amen. And as always, I send a shout out. I send a promotion for myself. Amen. Go out. Well, you don't have to go out anymore. You can just download. Back in the day, we would just say go out and get it. Hallelujah. But go to all the major platforms. I have two songs that are out there. I'm a survivor. and Grandmama. Grandmama just released about 2 weeks ago. The I'm a Survivor has been out for a few months. Amen. But I'm looking at promoting those very hard. Amen. I promise you these songs will bless you. Amen. Go out. I keep wanting to say go out. Amen. But just go to the different platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Apple, whichever one you frequent on, it's there. Go get it. Amen. And these songs will bless you. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word of the Lord, which can be found in a very familiar passage of scripture, Psalms number 27. Amen. And I'm going to read 6 verses. Amen. I wish I could read the whole, I guess I can, but I'm going to read just the first 6 verses. Amen. A very powerful psalm, as many of us know, who are Bible scholars and those that read the word of God. Amen. A very familiar passage of scripture. And Psalms 27, 1 through 6, 6 simply says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Thank you, Jesus. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for the words that we have read, your word from your holy Bible. And God, we're praying today, God, that this word will go through these airwaves. God, it will rest in somebody's spirit. God, it will bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. But Lord, we know that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. God, I thank you today for being used as a vessel. Use me for these few moments, Lord, that I may lift up your name to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise. Remember the backslider, whom he or she may be. Remember them, Lord, turn their hearts back to you, God. God, we're thanking you. Lord, we're praying for those that are bereaved, God, those that are sick and afflicted in their body. We're praying, Father, you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And remember those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court, our governors, and those that are in authority. We're praying, Father, you give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to deal from a subject. Glory be to God. Amen. Lift up your head. Don't fear. Glory be to God. Lift up your head. Don't fear. Amen. Fear. It's a dark shadow that envelops us. It can ultimately imprison us within ourselves. And you know what? Each of us, at one point or another in our lives, we have been the prisoner of fear. Hallelujah. Whether it be fear of rejection, fear of misunderstanding, fear of uncertainty, fear of sickness, and even fear of death. But can I talk to someone today that if you're fearing something, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and of a sound mind. If we allow fear to take hold of us, fear can drive us crazy. Fear can have us staying up late at night, wondering how it's going to turn out, how it's going to work out. But I hear the scripture saying that he that keepeth Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. There's no need of you staying up late at night, wondering how it's going to work out. Hallelujah. Leave it to God. Place that thing into God's hand. Hallelujah. I have to sometimes encourage myself, because that's what David is doing here in Psalms 27.
He is really encouraging himself. Hallelujah. He is giving a testimony. He is telling somebody who God is. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know who God is? Isn't it good to know who Jesus is? He's a way maker. Hallelujah. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah. It's just good to know who God is, because if you know who God is, you can know what he can do. If you know who God is, hallelujah, you know who you can run to. Glory be to God. Look what David says. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You see, fear casted darkness. But see, light dispels darkness. See, when you find yourself in a fearful situation, just shine the light of Jesus. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. David said that everything that, amen, I need is found in Jesus. And I can depend on Jesus because he is my salvation. He is my way. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. Amen. Shine the light on your situation. Shine the light on that thing that the enemy wants to keep you up at night about. Shine the light on that trouble, that problem, that sickness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Begin to tell your problem about Jesus. The Bible, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And then he asked the question, whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. He understood that if the Lord is my light and my salvation, I ain't got to worry about anything else. Jesus put it like this. He said, fear not them which can kill the body. Hallelujah. But not able to destroy the soul. But fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body and cast it into hell. Glory be to God. See, the only thing that we should be fearing is God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't fear anything. We shouldn't fear anyone. It doesn't matter what the devil does. Glory be to God. If the Lord is your light and your salvation, David understood, hallelujah, I don't have to worry about anything because my trust is in the Lord. I'm talking to somebody today. Trust in the Lord. Because when you trust in the Lord, hallelujah, God will come through. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. And he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom, he asked the question again. Hallelujah. But he asked it in a different way. He said, whom shall I fear the first time? But he said, but whom shall I be afraid? See, fear wants to make you afraid. It wants to be get you in a place where you're afraid. But God doesn't want us to be afraid because going back to the scripture, he said, God has not given us a spirit, but a power. See, when you're afraid, that means you don't have any power. But when you know who God is, hallelujah, you know that everything that you can believe in, you can believe in God because in him is power. Power to dispel darkness. Power to dispel fear. Power to dispel sickness. Glory be to God. Power to dispel anything that wants to make you afraid. Hallelujah. David said, but whom shall I be afraid? And then he begins to give a testimony. He said, when the wicked, see, this is past tense, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came means that's past tense, upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. See, you the devil wants to make you think you ain't gonna come out of this, make you think you ain't gonna survive this. Oh, it's over now. You got this disease. You ain't gonna come out of this situation. This gonna destroy. This gonna kill you. Lord, have mercy. But David began to remind the enemy. Said there was a time, glory be to God, when the enemy came upon me, glory be to God, and my foes, they came upon me to kill me, to eat up my flesh. But look here, look what happened. They stumbled and fell. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody. The enemy wants to kill you. But can I tell you, look to the light. Look to Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever that problem is, it won't work. I hear Fred Hammond saying that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. I'm talking to somebody today. The enemy wants you to be afraid. He wants you to be fearful. Hallelujah. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel, but lift up your head. Glory be to God. Look to the hills, as David once said. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. See, I'm talking to somebody today. You've been down. You've been going through. You've been wanting to throw in the towel. You think this is going to take you out. You feel the enemy wants you to quit. But can I tell you today, help is on the way. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Help is on the way. Glory be to God. It's on the way. David begins to testify. He said, when they came to eat me up, they stumbled and fell. And then that's past him. And he understood that if God did it before, look back and see what God has done for you before. If he did it back then, he can do it again. Because how do I know? David begins to look towards the future. He said, though a host should encamp against me. He said, because when I look back and I saw what he done before, I know he can do it again. He said, though an host should encamp against me, meaning present tense, future tense, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, meaning future. The war may come against me. In this will I be confident. David understood that because God delivered him before, he can do it again. See, some of you should be dead. You should be gone. You should be lost. You should have committed suicide. But it was God that kept you then. And can I tell you, we're going to go through some things in life. We're going to face some encounters. But the difference is do you have Jesus? See, that's no different from the brethren out in the world and the brethren that's in the church. You're going to go through something. But the difference is that the brother in the church has Christ. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about going to church, because everybody goes to church, but I'm talking about having God on the inside. See, if you have Jesus on the inside, hallelujah. My grandmother would say that the little Jesus on the inside will exhibit itself on the outside. People ought to see that you have Jesus in you. And if you have Jesus in you, there's nothing on the outside that can stand against you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody. Hallelujah. The devil wants to bring stuff against you. He wants you to give up. But can I tell you today? Hallelujah. Don't give up. Lift up your head. Hallelujah. And look what he says. He said, I'm going to be confident because he done it before. He can do it again. And he says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And to inquire in his temple. David said, I want to always be in God's presence. Can I tell somebody? Get in God's presence. Hallelujah. Get to Jesus. And stay in his presence. Hallelujah. Because look what David says in the next verse. He said, for in the time of trouble. See, it's a sad thing that we only seek God in the time of trouble. But can I tell you, get in his presence before trouble. See, a lot of time, trouble can be prevented if we already be in his presence. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Somebody said, get in the word and stay there. I'm talking to somebody today. Get in the word of God and stay there. Surround yourself with the word of God. Surround yourself, hallelujah, with the presence of God. Surround yourself with the anointing of God. Hallelujah. When you surround yourself in God, glory be. See, I like what David said. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. There are too many people trying to avoid church. But see, we got to get to church. And you know what? The reason they're trying to avoid church is because they don't have a church at home. See, church doesn't start when you get to Sunday. Church begins at home. You've got to already be in the presence of the Lord. So you can tell who's been in God's presence. Hallelujah. By how they act in front of you. See, that worship is not something that you just do on Sunday. It's not something that you just do on Tuesday. It's not just something that you do on whatever your services are. But it's something that you do 24/7, 365 days of the year. Hallelujah. I said this at church. Glory be to God. When you come to church Sunday, it's just to be a refill of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I said a Spirit-filled Sunday will lead to a miracle Monday. A miracle Monday will lead to a testimony Tuesday. A testimony Tuesday will make for a wonderful Wednesday. A wonderful Wednesday will give you a breakthrough Thursday. A breakthrough Thursday will give you a no-fear Friday. A no-fear Friday will give you a salvation Saturday. Glory be to God. And then you come back on Sunday and do it all over again. Glory be to God. So you've got to be in the presence of the Lord 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, 24/7. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just talk to him throughout the day. Glory, that doesn't mean that you're in your Bible all day long, but that you recognize that God is with you. God, order my steps, direct my path. Hallelujah. He said, for in the time of trouble, see that when you're in God's presence, when you've been talking to him, when you're in relationship with God, hallelujah, you're in his presence. He's right there. Many times people don't want God until they get in the time of trouble. But David said, I want to be in his presence 24/7, 365 days of the year. For in the time of trouble, I'm already there. I'm already in his hands. Glory be to God. For he says that, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Glory be to God. In his pavilion. Hallelujah. Said, because I'm already in his presence. When trouble come, he gonna hide me. Glory be to God. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon. Not only will he hide you, but he'll set you upon a rock. So that when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard. Glory be to God. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. God wants to hide you in his pavilion. Hallelujah. And then he said, because I've been in the presence of God and because trouble came, he hid me and set me upon a rock. And see, because of all of this, he said, now shall my head be lifted up. There's no need for you to be down. There's no need for you to be troubled. Glory be to God. If you've been in your presence, lift up your head. I heard him say in another psalm, he said, lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up. Ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who is this King? This King, the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. I'm talking to somebody today. God said, lift up your heads. Said, I'm going to fight your battle. Hallelujah. He said, now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Doesn't matter what you're surrounded with today. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. Hallelujah. The enemy can do and huff and puff and blow and threaten all day long. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But David said, this is what I'm going to do. He said, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. He said, I'm going to sing. Yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. The Bible lets me know that when Paul and Silas were in trouble, they didn't have a pity party. When they were in the prison cell, hallelujah, they could have thrown a pity party. They could have given up. They could have thrown in the towel. But what did they do? They begin to sing praises. They begin to pray and praise. Glory be to God. And somewhere between prayer and praise, God showed up. Lift up your head today. Glory be to God. Don't you fear? Hallelujah. Don't fear about what the enemy is threatening to do. You know, sometimes the enemy comes to threaten you. Come to tell you that it's over with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord is my light and my salvation. My God, hallelujah. I feel this thing today because I'm going through something in my life. Glory be to God. Sometimes the preacher, you know, as I look at this Psalm 27, David was encouraging himself. See, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. See, just because we stand behind a microphone doesn't mean that we don't encourage ourselves, that because we go through some things too. Hallelujah. But David began to say, hallelujah, I will lift up my head and it will be lifted above my enemies. And therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Instead of me having a pity party, I'm going to sing praises unto the Lord. I'm talking to somebody today. You're going through something and the enemy wants you to fear it. But just begin to sing praises of joy to the Lord. Begin to sing songs to the Lord. Begin to lift him up like Paul and Silas did at midnight. They begin to praise and they begin to lift up the name of Jesus. And you know what? Whatever they were in, hallelujah, the door is open. They were loose from it. God wants to loose you today. He wants to set you free. Glory be to God. Lift up your heads. Don't allow the enemy to get you down, being fearful, wanting to give in, throw in the towel, wants you to quit, wants you to say it's over. But David said, one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to acquire his temple. Whatever plans you have, God says you're going to see it. Hallelujah. Don't allow the enemy to tell you you're not going to be here. It's going to be over. Glory be to God. David said he's going to give me the desires of my heart if I walk upright before him. Glory be to God. Get in the presence of God and lift up your head. Hallelujah. Don't allow fear to cast a shadow on you. The Lord said, I'm the light and I'm the salvation. You know how you dispel darkness? You cast the light. The enemy wants you to be covered in fear. But God said, I give you light. Hallelujah. To cast away fear. Hallelujah. The Bible says that perfect love casts away fear. Hallelujah. When you love God the right way, it's going to cast away all fears. So that's what I have for you today. Hallelujah. I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time. And so I want you to join me again on next week at the same time at 11:30. Glory be to God. A final word. Don't fear, but lift up your heads and the King of glory shall come in. So until next week, the same time, you be blessed and may the Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.
Spilled for